question about it. While I was around the table, I had that influence in terms of having a very, very close contact relationship with the Taoiseach, with my cabinet colleagues, and a very, very important person in the cabinet table as Attorney General. And I can say it now publicly, without that, we would not have got that billion euro MICA scheme across the line. But also, we now have 13 major capital development projects in the system in the capital plan. We also have the Letterkenny Lifford Road in the capital plan, along with A5. My job now is to figure out what is the best way for me to use my voice now that I have the relationships, now that I know how government works, now that I know a lot of the officials in different departments. I've worked in 5 different departments in 6 years at a very intense level. And how can I best employ my position as a TD for Donegal to make sure that there's no change to those development plans and to ensure that we continue to fight for this region that has been neglected over a period of 100 years, and that doesn't turn around in a couple of years. But I do believe that the government that we have now is a stable government, a long-term government. We're looking at potential 5-year budget plans, and with very experienced politicians alongside me and Niall Blaney and Charlie McConnell Oak, we're in a good position.
I mean, obviously, you would like to have continued your work, but being a minister, there's great rewards, but there's a great deal of pressure as well. To some extent, are you relieved now, for the time being? You may well be appointed a junior minister. I don't know. Maybe you can give us an insight into that. But for the time being, are you glad not to have that pressure?
Look, the conversation I had with Leo Varadkar on Saturday was very much a lifting of the pressure conversation. I mean, Leo could have been potentially asking me to stay on where I was, could have been potentially asking me to take up a different role. But when he said to me that because of the numbers constraint, and I understand the numbers constraint, that there was no position for me around the table, I think I have to be honest to my supporters that the last 3 months was a very, very difficult time, very, very difficult time at a personal level. But it was my responsibility and duty to carry on and do that job as best as
But did
as
you have enough support in doing that job, do you feel?
I think it...
Because you seem quite isolated at times, you know, as an observer just from the outside. You seem quite isolated when other ministers didn't seem to have that public isolation. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think it was reflective of the particular portfolio and because of the pandemic. I think I was the only department out of all the departments.
Yeah, but Leo Varadkar came out and he said, by hook or by crook, we're going to do this. And that was plopped onto your lap.
Well, look, I mean, I was in the same space. I mean, I wanted the Leaving Cert to happen. I wanted the Leaving Cert written to happen. And the big question then came down to the stress and the pressure and the uncertainty for the students doing the Leaving Cert. And when the pressure came on for me to make that decision, I wasn't going to make that decision unless I had an alternative. And the only way I could get the alternative was to ensure that we'd all the teachers on board, the principals on board. So that required just that extra bit of time. So look, it was a department where decisions had to be made. It was a junior cycle. It was a Leaving Cert. It was the calculated grades. It was introducing a new summer program for children with special needs, and not just the old one, but I was ambitious. I wanted to expand it. Yeah. And then, obviously, the big question, which still exists, is going back to school in September, and it's still my belief.
Well, I'm not going to ask you about that, because that pressure's off your back. Yeah. I wouldn't like to be whoever is making those decisions. I think they're going to have perhaps even more of a challenge than you did, if that's even possible. In that conversation with Leo Varadkar, did he intimate to you that they will fill this gap in the West with junior ministers and that you will be one of them?
No, there was no conversation around the junior ministry space, and I want to be very clear with everybody here this morning. I will not be just making up the numbers in terms of a junior ministry. I'll be looking forward to that conversation with Leo. I don't know what the different junior ministry portfolios are going to be, but I'm certainly going to be going into that conversation with one focus on my mind is this going to be a positive for Donegal in terms of how I move into a completely different space outside cabinet? Because
but if he offers you one, then say you will. If he offers you one, and by the sounds of it, you're expecting him to, you're saying that you will only take on what you believe can forward your agenda in helping Donegal.
I'm saying that, Craig. Yeah, I'm saying that because.
So you could say no effectively to the wrong portfolio.
Well, look, I've been a junior minister for 4 years, and I know what goes on in the department, in the junior ministry department. You don't have the final say. You're not in a position to make the policy change that you want. In a lot of them, in the ones I was in, certainly anyway, in foreign affairs and Department of Communications, I did have flexibility in the Department of the Gaeltacht. But at the same time, it's how I position myself now to ensure that I carry on the work that I was elected to do by the people of Donegal.